You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly we have a fascinating guest this morning. Have you ever stopped and wondered what it would mean to you if we were to go into the North American Union? And certainly this is the plan, certainly, of people like Michael Medved and the people who run Human Events, which is a shill for the establishment and the president, and they'll all insult anybody who talks about the idea of the North American Union. They call them conspiratoriologists, or they believe in black helicopters, and they demonize anyone who talks about the fact that we are losing our sovereignty and that our leaders have a program to consolidate Mexico and the United States and Canada and raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. But you see, that's really the plan. We know we actually have a video, and if you want to see it, you can get it through Radio Liberty, of David Rockefeller back in the early 2000s, talking about the North American Union 2005, the idea being that we were going to have a consolidation of a union of the Americas by 2005. That was the plan. It didn't work out. So now they have a North American Union in sight. But what would it mean to you financially? Well, with us this morning is Mrs. Kurti Werthmann, who was raised in Austria under Adolf Hitler and then lived there for a few years after the communists took over. She's lived in America for many years. She's very much involved with Eagle Forum and with what's going on, politically in our country. But she's trying to warn the American people what has happened in Europe to the people in Germany and Austria because of the fact that they established a European Union just like the one that's advocated here. In fact, it is the Trilateral Commission and the elitists here who have pushed the European Union and the consolidation of the currencies into a euro, and they intend to do exactly the same thing here. Well, Kitty, thank you so very much for being with us this morning. And you've recently been in Europe. You've seen what's happened to the people, the retired people in Germany and Austria. So could you share what you learned when you were over there recently with our listeners?
I certainly will. I have warned the American people for the past 20 years that eventually we will wind up as a one-world government. And the European Union is the first step towards that coming event. As I was in Europe recently in April, I made it a point to interview many, many people, young and old. What I found out was when I talked to retirees who actually had, when the German mark was still in effect, they had very, very good pension. They could live very well on their pension. And as the law is over there, you get 6 weeks a year paid vacation. So they could go on vacation two or three times a year and still live very, very well. And when the euro came into being in 2002, they were told that it would take about 6 months to coordinate everything, and their pension would stay the same, and there was nothing to worry about. It was actually a economic advantage. Well, what happened after 6 months, they discovered that their pension were reduced to 50%. Because it was adjusted to the euro. But the buying power was not the same, everything, all goods and wares were adjusted to the euro. Under the German mark system, if you would go to a restaurant and have a good meal for about 15 German marks, now it was 15 euros, which equals 30 marks. They also discovered that their savings, their bank account, was only worth 50%. So many people who they couldn't live on their pension anymore because they only had half as much. So they are getting food stamps. They couldn't live in their apartments or condos anymore. It was too expensive, so they're living now in public housing. It was a money devaluation. They were tricked into the whole thing by being told that it would be wonderful to live under the new European Union, open borders, you don't need any passports anymore, you have a common currency, you can travel in many countries without converting your money, and you have a common currency, it's much easier, no border, you know, wonderful, wonderful everything. And the result is absolutely a money devaluation. Now, like in Austria, where they have cradle-to-grave health care, what happened? The influx, because of the opening of all the borders, the influx of illegals is so great that they don't have the health care anymore what they have been used to. They had to buy now supplement health insurance because all the undocumented people that were getting free health care, and the local people, the citizens of Austria, who were used to always of free health care, now they have to pay for buy their own insurance. It's a total downside of everything, and it is absolutely clear to me that the European Union is the blueprint for us, the North American Union.
And remember, the European Union was created by America. It is our leaders who wanted that for Europe, they wanted for America, they wanted for the world. We'll be back in just a moment. This is getting worse.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs.
The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is this is Kitty Werthmann, and we're talking about what's going on in Europe as a result of the European Union. Now, what most people do not understand is that there is a small group of elitists in America who believe in this idea of world government. They hate American sovereignty. They hate everything about America. Oh, they play lip service to it. They operate out of Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. They are people of great wealth, but they have been pushing this idea of the European Union as a stepping stone to consolidating the American Union or the North American Union and then the South American Union and Africa and Asia and certainly the Far East and the Arab nations into trading blocks, with the idea then of consolidating them all into a world government. But you can't have a world government if there's any area where there's freedom in the world. And so they, first of all, had to consolidate Europe, and they've done a pretty good job. Doesn't matter that the people don't like it, but have to understand that the whole idea is that there will be equitable distribution of wealth. Well, the people in Western Europe have been living very well for a long period of time, and then they suddenly opened their borders to Eastern Europe, where the people had lived in abject poverty under communism. So they've got to raise their standards, living standards, so that everybody will be equitable. And the only way to do that is to impoverish the German and the Austrian people. But you can't let the American people know that that's what's in store for them. Why? We wouldn't want to go along with this wonderful plan. It's going to end our wars, because it's these people that have been creating wars. They created the First World War and the Second World War and the phony Vietnam War. But all of the wars lead towards world peace, you must understand. Perpetual war will bring about perpetual peace. Isn't that great? Well, Kitty, how do the people in Europe feel about that? How do the people in Germany and Austria feel when they've been robbed of their life savings, half their life savings?
The people are very angry. You see, nobody's smiling. They're walking around with grim faces. And they're very bitter, and they're very angry, and a lot of people blame it on America. You see, the European Union consists of 27 countries, and the only productive countries are the northern ones, Germany and Austria. They are the economic engines who are producing. The eastern countries who were under the communist bloc, economically, they're at the bottom. So the countries who are producing, who are productive, Austria, Germany, and others, they have to pull those countries up economically. What it really is, a redistribution of wealth, commonly known as socialism. So what really troubles me, having lived under Hitler for 7 years, that the people have not learned from history, that they are just going along and not protesting or whatever. But the downside of that is there is no conservative movement over there at all, not like what we have in America, that we have power. But over there, immediately if anybody speaks up against it, they're labeled a neo-Nazi. And the media is much, much worse over there than our media. They're vicious. They're very vicious. And so the people, really, there's not much they can do about. I mean, even though if they have an election, they have in Germany, they have a coalition government with what they call the Green and the Green Party, but actually the Green Party is in a coalition with the Communist Party. It's green and red. And so the people are powerless, absolutely powerless.
But they have this facade of democracy. They go and they vote, but it really doesn't make any difference, does it?
No, it doesn't. And what irritates me so much lately, that our President Bush, when people spoke up against the North American Union, that he calls it a conspiracy. It's the other way around. And it is to me an insult of our intelligence to label us like that, because it is well documented. It is well documented everywhere. There are congressmen and senators who know all about the North American unions, and hopefully that a legislation will go through to overturn this horrible idea. We lose our sovereign, and it is also unconstitutional because it bypassed the Congress.
But don't you think that the elite really don't care how the American people feel? They don't care how our elected representatives feel. They certainly don't believe in the Constitution. They have circumvented it consistently. They want to disarm our people. They take us into no-win wars throughout the world in violation of the Constitution. I mean, certainly most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is unconstitutional, and they get away with it because most people don't even understand the Constitution or really care about freedom anymore, because they're so used to it they can't imagine what it would be like to live without it.
I do believe that they won't get away with everything. The fact is that the immigration bill failed because too many of us grassroots organizations and people, we have a very strong voice, and we bend together and contact our congressional delegation, and they vote like for the immigration bill. They voted against it because the voices were too strong. It will be the same thing when they are proposing the identification card, and this is going to come next, and that also will be a huge eye opener for a lot of people. Wanting us to carry ID cards, that's what we did under Hitler. You know, you couldn't even board a bus without having an ID card or go on a train. The American people will wake up. It may be 5 minutes before 12, but they will wake up.
Well, I hope and pray that you're right. Of course, it's amazing to me how they've gotten most Americans, conditioned them to carry a plastic card, a Visa, MasterCard, a charge card, and how they convinced us we really should get that card by giving us free miles on the airline of our choice, by giving us free insurance if we had to rent a car. And now, of course, the television advertisements about, you know, how, you know, you're just holding everything up if you want to use cash. Oh, no, you want to use your Visa card? Well, that's simply another identification means by which they can track every one of our purchases. And they are collecting dossiers on every American citizen. They bought our pictures from the Department of Motor Vehicles and in the states across this country so they can have our pictures on the national database. And they are monitoring every American citizen. And the average individual is totally oblivious of what's going on. It seems that nothing has changed, but little by little, why we are losing our freedom, and all the laws are in place now. So in case there is any opposition to the move towards the North American Union, or the collapse of our economy, or the stealing of the value of the savings of the American people, they already have their prison camps ready, and anybody who doubts that, we have a four-tape set, or even a concentration camp special. Four-tape sets, or the concentration camp special, or anybody who'd like to see the article about how we're giving Halliburton, Dick Cheney's company, which has recently moved over there to Dubai as a subsidiary of Halliburton, $385 million a year just to stand by, to be ready to build detention camps. Why would they do that in America unless they had a plan, unless there were people who really have a different dream of what our country should be like? Well, certainly, Kitty, when you talk to those people, and I know that you speak the language, is you say there's just no opposition in Europe at all to this fascist state that's being established.
There is absolutely no opposition. Like I said, anybody who speaks up publicly, they're immediately labeled a neo-Nazi, and that's the death knell. Absolutely. So there are no conservative publications over there. The newspapers are all to the left. The media is all to the left. The only American channel what they see over there is CNN, and that speaks for itself, what they hear on CNN. So also they're very anti-American government over there because of the whatever comes out of CNN, and also BBC, the British broadcasting. That's all they hear over there. Sure. And they absolutely they believe everything what they hear and see on television.
Well, it's unfortunately what an awful lot of Americans do as well, and their reality is created by what they see on television, and what they see on television is all carefully monitored to make certain that we very, very, very seldom will see the truth. So our job, of course, and your job and mine is to get the American people to understand what's going on, that the media is controlled. And it's people say, you know, it's the left that controls it, and the people on the left say it's the right that control it. And the trouble is that they're, in effect, they're both right. It is actually the globalists who control our media, because they control the banking system, create money out of nothing, and then simply purchased or have purchased most of the mainline media here in the United States. And about five mega corporations control 90 to 95% of the media, covering a wonderful book called The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bektakian. And as a result of that, of course, the average American has no idea how tightly controlled the media is. And it's the same thing in Europe. Control the media, you control the world. And this is where we're headed. Well, Katie, you believe, of course, the American people are going to wake up and of course, begin to speak out against it. But other than Phyllis Schlafly, who I know you work very closely with and is a personal friend, I don't see much of any opposition to the North American Union here. And those people who do oppose it are criticized by organizations that most people believe are conservative, like Human Events. Human Events is an apologist for this move towards the North American Union at the present time. A new editor has come in, and he will lambaste anybody who dares to speak out against this program of giving up American sovereignty. And so many of our conservative organizations, I know I've had to drop out of most of them, because they're going right along with this, or they will never allow the public to know what's really transpiring.
But we have to educate the American people. We have to educate them. We have, the North American Union, what we have in our hands, and
We'll be right back in just a moment with Mr. Kirby. Rickman. We'll take your call. 970-689-8255. Right here. The American Peace Network.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Mrs. Kitty Werthmann. Ms. Werthmann, do you have any sort of a website or any thing you'd like to get out to our listeners so they could learn more about what you've been talking about?
I don't have a website. I do have a CD of my life and a brochure, and anybody who wants that, they can send $10 and their address, and it's postage paid, and they get the whole story. I recently was out speaking in 9 cities throughout the United States, and I emphasized that it's not too late. If we educate the American people, in Germany, it took, in Austria and Germany, it took 5 years, gradually in 5 years to gradually up to a dictatorship. 5 years, little by little, so people don't notice it. And the last thing what happened was gun registration and then gun confiscation. So I urged everybody to keep their guns and buy more guns. As long as we have our guns in our home, they will not take us over, because we can certainly fight against a takeover. But that is what is so important, that we can keep our guns and be armed.
Amen to that. Well, there are people who don't believe in the Constitution who want to disarm the American people. We saw that in New Orleans when they had their Blackwater thugs or their military in violation of the Posse Comitatus going door to door collecting the guns from the people in New Orleans so they couldn't defend themselves, you know, from the marauding gangs that were down there, you know, stealing from people and from the looters. Take away the guns, the people have no protection from looters or from other irresponsible activities. And so that's exactly what the leaders of this country really want. There is this force. There are a very, very powerful group of elitists who do not believe in freedom, and we need to educate the American people. I believe Kitty is absolutely right, and it's up to you out there in the audience to get the information. See, it is not the communists that the enemy. Communism has been used. Certainly, communism is a wicked system. I mean, it oppresses people. It takes away their freedom. But it has been financed since its inception by very powerful people here in the United States who wanted that sort of government for America and for the world under their control, of course, because they believe in a new world order, a new world religion, and a new world leader. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Do you believe it can't happen here? Do you believe God won't let it happen here? Do you believe you have nothing to worry about because you're going to be whisked away in a cloud with the rapture before anything bad happens here? And I would simply ask, where in the Bible does it say that nothing bad is going to happen to America? Maybe the rapture is going to come 30 years after America has become a dictatorship and freedom as we know it is simply a remembrance of things past. Who's calling in?
This is Doug in Lafayette, Dr. Stan.
Fine, good to hear from you.
My question is, she didn't give her address out where we get that CD. Could you,
Ms. Workman, would you give your address out so people know where to write?
1604 Hilltop Drive, Pier, I spell it for you, P-I-E-R-R-E.
T-I-E-R-R-E, right.
Yes, South Dakota. 57501.
Did you get that?
Yes, thank you very much.
Or where is Lafayette?
It's just east of Bogler.
Okay, fine. That's a new one for me. Anyway, glad you're listening.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, and I will tell you, Mr. Worthman's material is excellent. Please help us get it out.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye. The number is 970-689-8255. If you have a question, if you agree, if you disagree, that's what talk radio is really all about. So, Ms. Worthman has been in Europe, and when was the last time you were back over there?
In April.
In April of this year? And,
yes.
And do you have relatives there?
I have one sister over there, and this is also very interesting.
Would you like to know
how they treat senior citizens who are very, very ill? My sister is 96 years old, and she's in very not good health. She needs a surgery, and I talked to her doctor, and he said, well, she is 96 years old. There is no quality of life. Why waste any money?
And that was his attitude. Well,
that was his attitude, and I said, well, it's obvious to me that you believe in euthanasia, because if there is no more quality of life, get rid of them. And he was very startled that I would be so forcefully speaking out. But that is what life is they're under humanism over there, and if there is no quality of life, and medicine is too expensive, so do away with them.
Well, but you know, doesn't your sister have some say in this. I mean, after all, it's her quality of life. She should say whether she wants the surgery or whether she doesn't. She could not have the surgery and make that decision. But why should the doctor make that decision for her?
Because the doctors are trained accordingly. What the system is all about, when you are under socialized medicine and your quality of life is not up to par, so they're not going to bother with doing any surgery or whatever, so it's too costly.
But you see, these are the same ideas that existed in Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
They were the useless eaters. They were the people who were non-productive. And that's why Adolf Hitler, long before they started picking up the Jews, were picking up the mentally defective, and those who were physically defective, and simply eliminating them. Nothing has changed. I mean, these people, that doctor you talk to, is a Nazi at heart. He just doesn't understand that these philosophies that he is espousing originated, of course, well, they really actually didn't originate with Adolf Hitler. They originated here with Margaret Sanger and the euthanasia movement and the genetic movement, as they called it at that time, and largely funded by the Rockefellers. And then these ideas went over to Germany with the advent of the Nazi movement and became the very crux of the Nazi movement. And as Rudolf Hess said, Nazism is nothing more than applied science. Nazism is nothing more than applied science.
And why are we funding, tax funding, Planned Parenthood, who are the abortion mills of the United States?
Sure. And the average American doesn't understand. We're funding the population control, genetic, eugenic movement throughout the world with our tax money. God, not please. We'll be back in this moment.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, I guess this morning is Mrs. Kitty Worthman, and we've got Graham calling. Hi, Graham, how are you?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Stan, and thank the good lady for being on there. This is really informative. I just wanted to make a statement that, you know, euthanasia has been available through doctors for several decades, but what they do is they rename it. They call it comfort care, and what they do is if they know that a person's on, if he's getting cremated, and if they ask for comfort care, what they do is they give them morphine, and then they very often will add things like flu shots with a heavy dose of mercury in them. They did this to my dad at the request of a relative. He was getting cremated. They knew his brain was going to be in a study anyway, and the family wanted him gone, and so they comfort cured him, vaccinated him, put him on morphine, and he died in 4 days.
Well, this is a lot of what's going on in the hospices today under the name of compassion. Now, certainly there comes a time when it's all of us are going to die. However, the idea that we are being actually pushed in that direction, you give adequate morphine to keep people comfortable, but you do not intentionally kill them, and they are intentionally killing people all across America today in the hospices, and of course this is all being done in the name of compassion.
Dr. Stan, the lady, his wife, that requested that he be comfort cared, went to her medical doctor, and a medical nurse has told her how to kill him.
Sure.
She was told by a medical nurse and from Colorado, and he said, you need to request comfort care, and she had everything in place. He was getting cremated because the doctors don't want any evidence, and they want an immediate cremation.
Well, it's a tragic situation that even some of our doctors have, or many of our doctors have, lost the idealism of the medicine. Our job was to preserve life, certainly to keep people comfortable. In fact, we used to call morphine God's own medicine, but the idea that we're going to intentionally kill people, is wrong, and yet you're absolutely right. Those same ideas that, we abhor in the Nazis originated here in the United States under the eugenic movement, authorized and sponsored by the Rockefellers through Planned Parenthood and the population control movement. It exists today. They call it population control. They used to call it eugenics, but they changed the name because that's what they were practicing in Germany. And, oh, my goodness, we couldn't have that. Do you have any thoughts at all on what our caller is saying, Mrs. Werthmann?
Well, of course, when I lived in Austria under Hitler's regime, I was an eyewitness to euthanasia. I was a young teacher doing my practice year in a little village, and as I went there, I was told that they had about 15 mentally retarded people there, and they were, working manual jobs. They couldn't speak very well, and so one morning I looked out of my classroom window, and there was a van out there from the health department, and I saw all these 15 people, and the one I knew very well was our janitor, and he also was walking into that van, and I was told, well, I asked the principal what they're going to take those people, what they were doing. He said, well, the health department came to the families and told them that if they want to institutionalize their daughter or a son to teach him how to read and write, the only thing they would have to sign here on the paper that they agreed to that, and they also would teach him some crafts like basket weaving and all that. And willingly the parents signed the papers, because who could deny anyone to learn how to read? But they couldn't visit them because that would make them maybe homesick. So about 6 months later, the news started dribbling back by a form of letters to the families that their son or daughter died a natural but merciful death.
Isn't that nice? It was a merciful death. Could that happen here? Of course it could happen here. I mean, Hitler was largely funded by American corporations working over there. We'd hear about Krupp and Farben, but we never hear about General Motors. and Ford Motor Company and Exxon and AT&T. And I've the book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Must reading for anybody who wants, who cares about what happened to the German people and what's going on here today. We have the book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And Ms. Wertheim, my fear is the same ideas, the same philosophy, you know, the same callous and crass indifference to human, the destruction of human life is growing right here in the United States. And a lot of our young people, having been schooled in evolution, believe we are simply nothing more than animals of the, you know, human capital, human resources. In fact, that's what we refer to back in Washington, D.C., the Department of Human Resources. Isn't that a nice thought? Did you have anything else you wanted to say, Graham?
Yes, I've got one important thing that's involved with the abortion, which is tied into all this,
sure,
this stuff of getting rid of people. And I think it's been several years ago, but USA Today had a report that over 250,000 people are dying, at least, from medical mistakes every year.
Oh, I think it's probably a lot more than that.
It's absolutely many times that. But one of the things I found out from being around, having some nurses that I was close to in conversations, I found out that a high percentage of nurses have had abortions. And, for example, one nurse that I've known for over 30 years, she still talks to her baby. Her baby was killed about 35 years ago, and she talks to it every day. And she named it. She knows what color its hair is. She knows it had blue eyes. She knows it was smart, and it loves music. And they're haunted by it. And then when they're in the nursing profession, they're not thinking right.
Well, we've done a terrible, terrible thing. God is going to bring judgment on America for what's happened. Thanks so much for coming, Graham.
Thank you.
Kitty, thank you so very much for being with us again. It's always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Wonderful woman, and of course, you remember you can always get copies of these programs by calling the American Freedom Network, and I think that there is so much in this program that we had this morning. We hope many of you will want to get copies and get it out. Now, if you'd like to get a copy of the book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, and it was American corporations that were behind Adolf Hitler, as well as Krupp and of course, I.G. Farben and a few of the others. But you have to understand that they focus our attention on the Germans. Oh, my goodness, the House of Krupp, the House of Farben. But they don't want you to know that American corporations are the major means in American financiers, the major means by which Adolf Hitler rose to power. And if you'd like a copy of the letter that Ambassador Dodd wrote to Colonel House in 1936 asking why American corporations were funding the German war machine when they couldn't even get any profit out because of exchange controls, why, we'd be glad to send you a copy of that. If you get something else from us, just ask for the letter from Ambassador Dodd to Colonel House. Understand that our CIA was working closely with the Nazis and helped many of them escape to South America after the Second World War. 10,000 of the most vicious of the Nazis, Klaus Barbie, Adolf Eichmann, Dr. Mengele, the Angel of Death, Martin Bormann, all helped to get to South America and protected by the American CIA. Why? Because the foundation of the Nazism was in the occult, and those same occult forces were working in our own intelligence agencies at that time, immediately after the Second World War, and they are still there today. Of course, we brought many of the Nazi scientists to America under Operation Paperclip. That's covered in a four-tape set we have called Operation Paperclip. And many of those scientists continued doing their macabre experiments. And those experiments, even though those scientists are gone, long gone, are still being carried out today. And with the new diseases we have, like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome and Lyme disease. And, well, and then, of course, we have another wonderful book called The CIA Doctors. Goes into this whole incredible story of Operation Paperclip. It used to be known as Operation Bluebird, but it's carried now as the CIA Doctors. Certainly the rat line that took the Nazis to South America, 10,000 of them, and you can document this up on the internet if you go there. Fortunately, we have the access to the information, but that's covering the book we carry, the Medusa file, but we're almost out of those. It's going out of print, and if you don't have the Medusa file, you need to get it. It's a very important book. So the information is here at Radio Liberty, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, the CIA Doctors, the Medusa file, and certainly a four-tape set on Operation Paperclip, where we brought the Nazi scientists here to America. You need to understand that the same spiritual forces which motivated Adolf Hitler and his henchmen, his SS henchmen, is here in America. Now we call them special forces. But they're trained in the same godless dedication to government. Whatever they're told to do, they do. Whoever they're told to kill, they kill. And whether it would be the helpless women and children in Waco, and if you doubt that, we've got a great DVD called Waco, the New Revelation, telling about the special forces that were sent in to kill the women and the children. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-